In a world ravaged by plague and political tension, Lin Cinder isn't your typical teenage girl. She's the best mechanic in New Beijing, with a metal hand, a synthetic foot, and a brain interface that sometimes flashes warnings across her vision. Being 36.28% machine makes her a second-class citizen in the Eastern Commonwealth, where cyborgs face systematic discrimination. When Prince Kai, soon to be emperor, visits her market booth with a broken android, their chance meeting sets in motion a chain of events that will challenge everything Cinder believes about herself and her place in the world. As Latomasis, the deadly blue fever, claims more victims daily, including her beloved stepsister Peony, Cinder finds herself drafted into medical research that reveals shocking truths. She's immune to the plague, and her mysterious past holds secrets that could either save humanity or destroy it. New Beijing, built after World War IV, presents a facade of technological progress with hover cars and androids, but harbors deep inequality. Cyborgs are treated as property, forced to surrender 90% of their income, subject to mandatory medical experimentation, and face pervasive discrimination from pure humans. For over a decade, the Letemosis pandemic has decimated Earth's population, killing victims within days as their skin turns blue and lungs fill with fluid. No one survives. Until Cinder. Her immunity makes her both valuable and vulnerable when she's conscripted into vaccine research by Dr. Erland. Luna, Earth's moon colony, has evolved in isolation, developing humans with bioelectric abilities that can manipulate others' perceptions and emotions. Their queen, Lavanna, offers Earth a Letemosis antidote in exchange for Emperor Kai's hand in marriage, a diplomatic solution that might save millions while potentially subjecting billions to her tyrannical rule. Cinder's work as a mechanic offers her only escape from her abusive stepmother, Adri, who treats her as property and blames her for her husband's death. Unlike the original Cinderella, Cinder dreams of escape, saving money for a broken-down car she'll repair to flee New Beijing. Her only allies are her stepsister Peony, who accepts her cyborg nature, and Aiko, an android with a personality glitch making her almost human. When Dr. Erland discovers Cinder's immunity to Letemosis, he reveals her true origins. She's lunar, sent to Earth as a child. More shocking, she's a shell, born without bioelectric abilities, a condition that typically results in execution on Luna. These revelations force Cinder to question her entire identity, monster or human, machine or person, earthen or lunar. As she grows closer to Kai, Cinder faces an impossible dilemma: reveal her cyborg and lunar status and risk losing him, or hide her true self. This transforms the classic Cinderella tale from hiding poverty to a deeper exploration of identity and self-acceptance in a world demanding conformity. Prince Kai meets Cinder while seeking answers, not a bride. His father is dying of Letemosis, Luna's queen pressures him into marriage, and Earth's fate weighs on his 18-year-old shoulders. Unlike fairy tale princes, Kai is complex, caught between duty and desire, facing impossible choices that will determine his people's future. His attraction to Cinder grows naturally. He values her directness, technical brilliance, and authenticity, rare qualities in his political world. Their relationship builds on mutual respect rather than infatuation, creating a deeper connection than traditional fairy tale romances. When his father dies, Kai becomes emperor and inherits a diplomatic crisis. Queen Lavanna offers peace and the Letemosis antidote in exchange for marriage, forcing him to consider sacrificing his happiness for his people's survival. This creates a compelling conflict. Not which girl should I marry, but should I marry a tyrant to save millions? The revelation of Cinder's cyborg nature at the ball becomes a powerful moment. His initial disgust reflects societal prejudices, showing how even good people harbor biases. This complexity makes their potential relationship meaningful, not an easy love, but one that must overcome genuine barriers through personal growth. Queen Lavanna is a political mastermind whose bioelectric grammar projects beauty while hiding her scarred face, a clever twist on Snow White's evil queen. This deception extends beyond vanity to become a tool for psychological warfare and social control. Lavanna's offer of the Letamosis antidote in exchange for marriage to Kai transforms the wedding from a happy ending into potential catastrophe. Her threat of war elevates the stakes from personal happiness to Earth's survival, forcing impossible choices between individual integrity and collective safety. The discovery of Lavanna's army of genetically engineered wolf-human hybrids, reminiscent of the Big Bad Wolf, reveals her true hostile intentions toward Earth, regardless of any marriage alliance. The most shocking revelation comes when Dr. Erland tells Cinder she is actually Princess Selene, Luna's rightful heir, believed dead after a nursery fire orchestrated by Lavanna. Smuggled to Earth and rebuilt with cyborg parts, this transforms the Cinderella narrative. Cinder isn't a commoner becoming royalty through marriage, but a princess reclaiming her birthright through her own agency. Meyer's retelling explores a nuanced web of relationships beyond the traditional Cinderella narrative. Cinder shares genuine affection with stepsister Peony, not jealousy or cruelty, making Peony's death from leptomosis emotionally devastating and deepening Cinder's motivation. Stepmother Adri initially fits the wicked archetype, but Meyer adds complexity through her grief over husband Garen's death and desperation to save Peony. Her cruelty towards Cinder stems partly from blaming her for Garen's death and the financial burden his adoption of Cinder created. The android Iko serves as Cinder's surrogate family, offering unconditional acceptance and support. Their relationship questions what constitutes personhood in a world where human-machine boundaries blur. Adri's selling Iko for parts severs one of Cinder's few genuine emotional connections. Through these dynamics, Meyer examines how grief, fear, and prejudice poison relationships, while showing how bonds can form between unlikely individuals. The family becomes a microcosm for larger societal issues of prejudice, resource scarcity, and the dehumanization of the other. Cinder concludes by launching a revolution. After attacking Queen Lavanna and being imprisoned, Cinder escapes by removing her ID chip and embracing her lunar abilities, a symbolic act of personal and political liberation. Dr. Erland's revelation that Cinder is Princess Selene positions her as a legitimate alternative to Lavanna's tyranny and hope for improved Earth-Lunar relations. Yet Meyer avoids simplistic solutions. Cinder questions whether she wants this identity and if her cyborg nature would make her acceptable to lunar citizens. Cinder's evolution from someone planning to flee her problems to someone willing to confront a galactic tyrant shows remarkable growth. She begins accepting not just who she is, but what she might become. Not a passive princess awaiting rescue, but a revolutionary who could save both worlds. This ending transforms the traditional fairy tale conclusion into something more compelling, the beginning of a revolution requiring courage, sacrifice, and unexpected alliances. In a world where cyborgs are property, lunars are feared, and plagues are weaponized, perhaps the most revolutionary act is claiming your identity and fighting for others to do the same.